This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We are extremely lucky here at Joy 94.9 to speak to some of the world's most impressive LGBTIQ+ artists. And our next guest is the legend we fell in love with her in 1988. We have on the phone American singer-songwriter, guitarist and activist, Melissa Etheridge. Welcome to Joy.
Oh, thank you so much. Hello.
Melissa, you've always been known for your mixture of confessional lyrics, you know, a folk rock sound, as well as that sexy, raspy, smoky vocals. You've just released your 14th studio album called Medicine Show. What's the new sound? Are we getting anything new? What inspired you? Where did the name come from?
Well, I worked with John Shanks again. He was actually my guitar player for many, many years in the 90s, and he became a Grammy Award-winning producer, and he produced my Breakdown album and Fearless Love and many tracks over the years. And so I came to him. I had sort of put the songs together, and I was producing it myself, and I really felt like I wanted to take it to the next step. So I came to him and I said, "Hey, you want to do this?" And he said, "Yes." So the sound of this album is that really strong rock sound that John Shanks brings. He's like a sonic kind of producer, and you know, he plays guitar, and so he sort of did the palette and put it down, and it allowed me to then come in with my guitar playing and play the leads, and he really helped me. And the album it's about the last couple of years, which have been very inspiring. 2017, 2018, you know, not only just, you know, my America and the world, but you know, personally, you know, the things that I go through now as an adult. And I wrote these songs coming from hopefully writing songs that can be related to by many, many people, and you know, sort of give it to my my fans. It's me writing songs, playing them and playing guitar. That's what this album is.
Super raw, super authentic. Melissa, we love listening to your first single from the album entitled Faded by Design. What can you tell us about that specific track?
Well, the you know, titling the album Medicine Show, first of all, it was me really signaling that this album is about well-being. It's about life and getting through it, and how do we do that? And part of that is I'm quite an advocate for cannabis legalization now, and cannabis is medicine and plant medicine in general.
Yes.
And the song Faded by Design is sort of an answer to people who are like, you know, aren't you worried? Isn't this, you know, this is my choice. It brings me much joy. I feel I'm much healthier because of this. And I remember in hip hop and some of the, you know, rap music, the word faded means that you're stoned.
Yes.
Then also, you know, when you look at a piece of clothing that's, you know, like stone washed or something, it usually says faded by design. That's, you know, it was meant to be. So I thought, this is going to be, so I'm faded by design. I meant to do this.
Well, I mean, does this come back to, Melissa, I mean, in 2004, you were diagnosed with breast cancer and you underwent treatment. Was natural therapies very important for your healing and during that time?
Oh, yes. That's really where it came from. I maybe, you know, socially smoked every now and then, but when I went through breast cancer 15 years ago and went through the chemotherapy treatments, it was medicinal cannabis that got me through. Nice. And after that, I said, this has to be available to people. I believe in it so much because of my own experience. And so, yeah, 15 years ago, I became an advocate.
Look, I mean, talking about that time in your life, I just want to mention the 2005 Grammy Awards where you had hair loss there from your chemo treatment. But that song that you sung, Peace of My Heart by Janis Joplin, it brought me to tears, and I saw the audience also was brought to tears. Very moving performance. How was it up there on stage after going such a personal traumatic time?
Yeah, it was a big moment in my life, and I will always remember it as such because I had been on chemo for about 3 months, I had been away from, I hadn't even been in the public. I hadn't even gone out to dinner. I'd done nothing except be in my home. And I was asked if I would come perform, and I knew I had just stopped my treatment like about a week before, about 2 weeks before. And I was still doing radiation, so I knew I'd be weak, but I really wanted to do it. I wanted to step back into, I knew it was an opportunity to step in front of people and go, hey, I'm not dead. I'm right here. I'm doing fine. I'm going to be okay. And so I decided to go ahead. I didn't know what it would be like. I knew I had no hair. And I walked out, and I just didn't want people to, you know, make fun of me. I didn't want people to feel uncomfortable. And the minute I walked on stage, I realized, oh, I've really underestimated what this is. And I felt such a big, warm reception from everyone. And I got to tell you, 2 weeks don't go by that someone doesn't mention that performance still.
Oh, well, that's good to see, because it actually I loved it. It actually brought tears to my eyes. Your previous album was entitled Memphis Rock and Soul. It was a covers album made up of blues tracks originally recorded by blues legends that you admire, such as Otis Redding. But what I'd really like to know is, what modern artists do you respect? And, you know, what's on your playlist at the moment? What does Melissa listen to when she's stepping out?
Ooh, because I have young children, I listen to a lot of hip-hop and a lot of pop. You know, and actually, there's some of it I really do like. I mean, I really enjoy, like, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. And, yeah, I can really get into that. I enjoy the lyric and the rhythm of it, because it's so different than what the music I make. You know, I enjoy listening to it. But then I also, you know, find artists that are closer to myself, like Brandi Carlile, like the Her, H-E-R. You know, the blues, she's a new artist.
Mm.
Yeah, you got to check her out. She's a great guitar player, great artist, and there's just a lot of artists that are kind of outside the normal, especially women who are sort of outside the normal boxes. Janelle Monáe, just some really great people making some great music.
And so do you think your children, I mean, I've got three children myself, and being a gay man raising three kids was very important to make sure that I was still out there being active and showing them, you know, positive gay role models. Do you think you having children, has that changed your perspective on life? Or have you still, you know, getting out there pushing the flag?
Well, yeah, I do everything I can to definitely, you know, help the community. And my children understand that. They've participated and just, you know, they're a big part of that. But, you know, having children completely changes your life. You know that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my. Totally, a whole different thing.
I'm still a child myself, technically. Well, not technically, but I can understand how much work we'd put in. And I do thank you, parents.
My lovely co-host here is a very cute 20-year-old sitting here next to a 51-year-old man. Let me tell you, it's very pretty.
You're touring at the moment in the States with the Medicine Show. Do you have any plans to bring it to Australia?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's see. It's been over a year now. Since I was just down there with Sheryl Crow. So
you were with Sheryl Crow. What a great, you're up in Byron Bay where my youngest daughter got to see you perform and said it was fantastic.
Oh, I had such a good time. I would love to bring this down there in the next, you know, like in the next year. We're really trying to get this going internationally. So I appreciate you playing the song, because this album means a lot. And I hope that, I think people who like my music, who have liked my, you know, my older stuff, I think they can also take this into their lives. It's those sort of songs like what I have always done. So I would love to bring it down there, because live these songs are just they're really very powerful. I did that on purpose. I really kept the live performance in mind when I was making the record.
Well, that's what we've always loved you for. I was checking out some YouTube clips, and you actually were in the UK singing your new song up on stage, and it came across very well. But I am going to have a go of you of that roadkill hanging off the side of your guitar. There was like a...
I've already taken that off.
I was looking at it, and it took me a while. I think, what the hell is hanging? And then I realized it was a raccoon tail, and I thought, oh, that's so American, isn't it?
Yeah, so American. And I was like, you know, and actually halfway through the European tour, I went, yeah, let's take it off. It's not quite doing what I thought it was going to do.
It looked fantastic in the 90s. Yeah, no, 2019, yeah. Maybe not. Yeah.
You know what, I disagree. I reckon bring back the 80s and the 90s. I didn't get to experience them, and I want my chance.
Yeah, yeah, that's so funny. Those of you who didn't get to experience, yeah, I know you had to be there, but it was no. We're done.
Yeah, no,
it's over. Okay.
I've gone through some old photos. I'll be never wearing any acid wash jeans again.
Oh,
let
no.
me tell you. No,
yeah, I don't want to see you in a fishnet, Tom. That'd scare me.
Look, what I would like to know: what was your first meaningful music experience? When was the moment you knew, you know, Melissa's going to become an entertainer?
Oh my gosh! Well, the first one was when I was very, very young. One of my first memories when I was about 3 years old was being in my living room in Kansas, and my parents had some people over, and I was dancing around. I think I had like a headband in my hands, and I was dancing, and they were clapping, and I was like, this is awesome. I want to do this, you know? And so from then, I just started playing guitar when I was about 8, and then I think when I was 11, I got up in front of people at a talent show, and it's the first time, you know, people applauded what I did, and I was hooked. I was just totally hooked.
And did you win the talent show at 11-year-old?
Oh, gosh, no. Little Tommy Williams won. He sang a country song.
And he'd be out there telling everybody Tommy. Now at his job, you know, I beat Melissa Etheridge back when in 11. I was better than her once.
Yeah, from his auto body shop. Yeah.
Does that, not lust, but that excitement for the audience's reaction, does that ever fade?
Oh, no. That's the, because I had that experience, because I was, you know, started, you know, in Kansas and, you know, sort of impossible circumstances, impossible places that, you know, I played for years in bars and clubs, I mean, years. And so every time people actually pay money to come see me and I play a song, I play, you know, Bring Me Some Water, and everybody knows it and loves it.
Yeah.
That's the dream. That was all I wanted, was for people for me to start a song and them to know what it is. So I love it every minute. It's just amazing.
You have been a gay and lesbian activist, but I'm going to say icon since publicly coming out in January of 1993. How do you feel about being labeled, an LGBT activist or even an icon?
Oh, I'm certainly grateful. The funny thing is, I never thought about it. I never thought, oh, I'm going to be a activist. I just walked the path of what was healthy for me, and I came out to my parents when I was, you know, leaving home at 18, and, you know, came out, all my friends knew I was playing lesbian bars, and so it was known in the business,
yep.
But it just wasn't known to the public, you know. I mean, I'm sure many had their thoughts and stuff, but it just wasn't, you know, something that that was known. So at that moment, it just, to me, it was what I needed to do for my own sanity, for my own, you know, looking at myself in the mirror. And once I did that, then the questions, you know, the interviews about it, and I just started talking about it, and I talked and talked and talked, and by being willing to speak about it, I became an activist. That's what the activism was just being an out person.
Well, me being a little 20-something-year-old with a little baby watching you come out at that time was very inspiring, and I know it gave me and a lot of other people out there the confidence, the backbone to keep walking through society knowing that, you know, we're here, we're queer, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, I tell you, any time a youngster like you, you know, comes up and says thank you, that, you know, I helped them through high school or whatever, to know that, that's what it's all about. That means so much to me. So thank you so much.
Pleasure. Look, it comes to the heart. It has been such a joy having you today. Mikey, wrap it up and tell us where we can get the new record.
You just can't get the smile off Tom's face after calling him a youngster. So thank you so much for that, Melissa. Look, The Medicine Show is available now on Concord Records. And it's wherever you get your music is where you're going to find The Medicine Show. Melissa Etheridge, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Hope to see you next year.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.